Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The coronavirus pandemic has forced a lot of thriving industries to screech to a halt. Among the people affected by this disruption, the connoisseurs of local history at the heart of so many visitor experiences, Boston's walking tour guides.
We have everything that we look forward to in the spring, the way that gardeners look forward to their gardens coming up. And we've had a severe frost in our walking tour garden.
Terry Evans leads tours for Boston by Foot, and she says in this time of metaphorical frost, she yearns for that warmth.
I miss the joy of sharing Boston and stories with people who are from here, people who aren't, and kind of sharing the sense of discovery and delight that comes with finding all the clues that Boston leaves behind. Getting different perspectives on Boston is amazing because it has, you know, almost four centuries of stories to tell. And that if you walk down the street by yourself, you might not notice on your own.
Colin Knight echoes that idea. The Roxbury native started his own business, Live Like a Local Tours, and he's eager to resume these walks through Roxbury, Dorchester, and Jamaica Plain, highlighting the area's history, culture, and food.
What I miss most about it is the connection to people and missing the opportunity to show them about the areas that I grew up in and around. You know, how great these neighborhoods are and how rich the history is. There are a bunch of store owners who have owned stores in the Dudley Square area, Nubian Square now, that, you know, have been here for 20 to 30 years, that provide food from all parts of the Caribbean, parts of Africa, you know. And so people, I don't think, realize how multicultural these neighborhoods really are. And so when we talk about history, right, it's not just about Faneuil Hall. It's about Boston. Once we can get back outside and, you know, I'm really, really excited to educate people and, you know, change the perception of these neighborhoods.
Knight says while the tours are on hold, he's trying to stay optimistic. Aline Kaplan says that is a challenge.
The pandemic has devastated the travel industry. And, of course, you can't be a tour guide if there are no tourists. So we're just sitting at home waiting.
Kaplan is a tour guide for Boston by Foot, Haunted Boston, and Destinations North America.
Tour guides contribute to the fabric of Boston in a variety of ways. There are guides who wear costumes. There are guides who give really theatrical performances. And, that, you know, they just contribute to the all-over vibe of the city. And when that goes quiet, the city is a little bit quieter and a little bit less dynamic than it usually is.
This loss of interaction has been weighing on David Phillips, a tour guide for Boston by Foot and for Free Tours by Foot.
I miss most the aha moments. There are so many times during a tour when I'll look out at the people I'm leading and you'll see that moment of recognition, or you'll hear someone say, gee, I didn't know anything about that, or I don't remember that from history, or when children reach out and touch an object and are literally touching history. And it's always the aha moments that make the job worthwhile.
Jeffrey Doucette is all about the aha. He's a tour guide with organizations including Boston by Foot and Haunted Boston.
Part of being a tour guide is you need to convey an interesting story, and that an interesting story is entertainment. People are like, I don't like history. No, you do like history. You just had a boring person who taught you history. Any story, something that may be very, very boring, the filling in of the Back Bay, But then you start talking about, what was the Back Bay? It was filled with poop. It was filled, and you know where the poop came from? Came from horses. Do you know how much manure a horse produces every day? 30 pounds. Every 9-year-old is going to be like, wow.
That wow experience is a big motivation for tour guides, and they say they know they'll get back to it soon enough. Terry Evans says during this downtime, the history itself offers some lessons and hope for today.
You come to understand, if you look over the cycles of Boston history, the tenacity, the determination of a city that has a remarkable capacity for coming back from crisis or from tragedy in a powerful way after the horrific Coconut Grove fire in 1942. Boston became a leader in new developments in the treatment of burn victims, in new ways of looking at fire codes. That is what Boston is astonishing at, is a capacity to take difficult times and not just survive them, but turn them around and make them a lesson for improving and changing and making better.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.